And to other stories, those who seek to govern must allow themselves to be subjected to probing questions from the electorate. This is the premise on which the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, begins its election 2012 evening encounter with presidential candidates. The flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Abusakara Foster, is first on the list. I will take his turn tomorrow at the Kofi Annan ICT Center in Accra. IEA's Executive Director Jean Mensa told Radio Ghana that the presidential evening encounter will serve as an accountability platform where candidates are expected to focus on issue-based politics as opposed to personality attacks. Mrs. Mensa spoke with Rebecca Epe, who first asked how prepared the IEA is for the evening.
We're very, very prepared for this. Put in place all the preparations. We've got the venue. The candidate is ready. He has submitted his presentation, a copy of his presentation. Invitations have been sent out. From our part, we are very prepared for this encounter tomorrow.
Mrs. Manson, what is the IEA's rationale behind the presidential candidate's evening encounter?
IEA is of the view that those who seek to govern must allow themselves to be subjected to probing questions from the electorate to ensure that they understand their concerns and have the capacity to address them. And therefore, this encounter provides each candidate the opportunity to present his vision and programs for the country and also to outline strategies that he or she would use to bring into being some of the programs that they envisage for this country. Additionally, it affords the electorate the opportunity to ask probing questions of each of the candidates and to ensure that the candidates would have the ability to deal with some of the issues that are most pertinent to them. So it's a form of an accountability platform, and we think that it's about time that the country moves away from a politics of, you know, acrimony and personality attacks to an issue-based election. And therefore, this would provide the opportunity to discuss issues, to allow the electorate to make informed choices on election day. Each of the candidates would present their programs for the country, and it will allow the electorate to ascertain who they feel should best govern this country.
Have all the presidential candidates confirmed their participation, including President Mills?
Well, we are yet to get a firm confirmation from, you know, the Office of the President. But this is a program that is being held under the auspices of the IEA Ghana Political Parties Program. We work with all the parties with representation in Parliament, including the NDC. The preparation of this, the work plan for this year, was done in consultation and together with the leadership of the party. I see no reason why they should not participate in this.
So the President's office is yet to confirm whether or not President Mills, or in that capacity, candidate Mills, will be taking part, correct?
Yes.
Does IEA have any future plans to incorporate other political parties who may not have representation in Parliament for, you know, future debates or encounters?
Not at the moment. You know, we are still working with, under the Ghana Political Parties Program, we work with four candidates with their representation in Parliament. And so far as I know, that hasn't shifted. But the beauty of this program is that if you have one representative in Parliament, you can participate in this program. You are afforded the same opportunities as a party that has 115 seats. And therefore, the benefits that endure to the CPP are no different than the NDC or the MPP.
That was Executive Director of IEA, Jean Mensa, in an interview with Rebecca Epe.